good to be with you today.
今天和你们在一起非常好。
My wife and I have served in missions now for 40 years.
我妻子和我一起在传教的工作中有
We first went in missions as late teenagers, 19 years old.
我们一开始是为青少年服务，19岁的时候。
We're married in Germany.
我们在德国结了婚。
And have continued and raised our family in missions.
我们继续在服这个传道的工作之中来抚养我们的家孩子。
We've had 6 children.
我们有六个孩子
and now have 10 grandchildren
十个孙子
and 1 great grandchild
一个重孙曾孙子
and I believe that God is at work all around the world
我相信神在全世界都工作
What do you think? Do you think I make a good globe? Maybe with my stomach?
你觉得我身上是不是穿着的是一个很好的一个整个的地球加上我的胃肚子
I read missionary stories and I follow what God is doing all around the world
我有很多传道的故事我遵循神的旨意在世界上各地传道
But today I want to speak about what God is doing in Europe
今天呢我想讲述神在欧洲的作为
And particularly in Eastern Europe
尤其是在东欧。
Maybe you know some of the history of Eastern Europe.
或许你知道在东欧的一些历史。
In the 40 years that we have been in Europe, there have been many changes.
在这个过去的40年里面，我们在欧洲经历了非常多的变化。
The first 20 years we were involved in missions was mainly in the communist countries of Eastern Europe.
在头二十年，我们在东欧的传道工作中，主要是在一些共产主义国家。
And I'd like to speak just a little bit about that.
我想要讲一点这方面的情况。
And then some things also from more recently, what has been happening.
并且讲我最近发生的一些情况。
When I first went to a communist country, as we were on our way down to Turkey.
当我们去土耳其的途中经过了一个共产主义国家。
We were going to distribute Christian literature for 3 months in Turkey.
我们要在土耳其发放圣经有三个月的时间。
And there I was arrested 11 times and put in jail.
我们有11次被关进监狱里面。
But on our way down to Turkey,We took Bibles and Christian literature to leave with believers in Sofia, the capital of Bulgaria.
我们在去土耳其的路上，我们与那个在保加利亚的首都 Sofia 那个与基督徒对是他的首都，那在一起生活。
Sorry, that was a little long. I'll make it shorter. And on the way.We came to the border.
在路途中，我们来到了边境。
And we were praying, Lord, take us through this border.
我们祷告，向神祷告，主啊，求你带过我们去过这个边境。
Bulgaria was a very strict, very strong communist country.
保加利亚那时候是一个非常强的共产主义国家。
And we didn't know what God would do to take us through and help us to deliver those Bibles.
我们不知道神会做什么，让我们能够经过这个国家，能够发放这些圣经。
And we were 8 young men.
我们有八个年轻人。
And one of the guys was sick.
有一个孩子生病了。
So he was laying on a mattress in the back of our van.
他在我们这个小的这个货车的这个 van 的后面。
And as we came to the border guard said, "Everybody out."
我们去。边境的时候，那个边境的警卫说：“你们每个人都走。”
Then he said, "All of your suitcases, everything out."
你们所有的人，所有的东西全部都过去。
And we thought, "Oh, wow! How what's going to happen now?"
那要干什么呢
？Because if he searched our suitcases and our bags, of course he would find those Bibles.
如果他要是搜寻我们这些包裹的话，他肯定能找到圣经。
And so we began to unpack everything.
所以呢，我们就开始打开包裹。
Praying that God would keep us.
祷告神啊，你就求你保守这些圣经。
And then the border guard took me around to the back of the van.
然后那个警卫就把我带到了这个 van 的后面。
And he said, "Open up."
打开。
And the vehicle opened up like this.
这个车就从后面这样子打开了。
And I unlocked the door and I opened the door.
我打开了这个门。
And just at that time.
就在那个时候
the guy who was laying on the mattress in the back of the van
那个躺在 van 后面的那个年轻人
you remember I told you that he was sick he had a fever and was sick
你记得我告诉你他已经生病了他有发烧
and just at that time as I opened the door
就在那个我打开门的时候
he vomited he went
他吐了
And he vomited all over the border guard's shoes.
他吐到了这个警卫的鞋上。
And the border guard jumped back.
这个警卫跳到了后面。
And he looked at his shoes.
他看到他的鞋。
And he looked at me.
看了看我。
And everybody of our guys.
看到我们所有同行的人。
And he said, "Get out of here."
赶快走吧。
And that's how God protected us.
那就是神如何保守了我们。
And I always think it's so important to see how God protects you the first time.
那就是我们看到了神的保守的多么重要，多重要啊！这第一次我们这样看到。
As we drove away, I thought I could hear God laughing.
当我们开车走的时候，我们可以听到，我感觉我听到神在笑。
But over the years, the Lord kept us.
但是过去这些年，神一直保守。
And it was amazing to see what God did.
看到神奇异的作为。
If you have your Bible, I'd like you to turn with me to Judges chapter 6.
如果你带着圣经，请你打开《士师记》第六章。
This is the story of Gideon.
这是讲基甸的故事。
And Gideon was a young man.I think a little bit like me when I first came to Europe.
我想他就是一个当我刚开始去欧洲服侍的时候一个年轻人那个年龄。
Gideon was a young man still living in his father's house.
他是一个年轻的男子，他还住在他的父家。
And then God comes to him.
神就来到他的面前。
And calls him to serve him.
去呼召他来。
And let's read Judges chapter 6, verses 11 through 16.
我们读《士师记》六章十一到十六节。耶和华的使者到了俄弗拉，坐在亚比以谢族人约阿施的橡树下。约阿施的儿子基甸正在酒榨那里打麦子，为要防备米甸人。耶和华的使者向基甸显现，对他说：“大能的勇士啊，耶和华与你同在。”基甸说：“主啊，耶和华若与我们同在，我们何至遭遇这一切事呢？我们的列祖不是向我们说，耶和华领我们从埃及上来吗？他那奇妙的作为。”
Story.
这不是一个很伟大的故事吗？
To see God's call on Gideon's life.
看到神呼召基甸的生命。
I was like Gideon.
我就和基甸一样。
I was single.
我是单身。
Naive.
无知。
Inexperienced.
没经验。
And afraid.
还很害怕。
And yet God called me.
但是神呼召了我。
And has used me these many years.
这些年来一直使用我。
Gideon, the angel of God comes to him.
神的使者来到了基甸面前。
And says this amazing verse in verse 12.
说出这段奇妙的金句，就是十二节。
The angel of God comes to him and says, "The Lord is with you, O mighty warrior.
神的大使者来到基甸面前，对他说：“大能的勇士啊，耶和华与你同在。”
Now let me just use this my friend here.
让我以我的朋友这里来举个例。
And the angel comes to Gideon.
天使者来到了基甸面前。
And says, "The Lord is with you, O mighty warrior."
说大能的勇士啊，神与你同在。
What would you think?
你会想怎么想
？Now.Don't think about Gideon now. Think about you.
不要想基甸，想你自己。
What would you say if the angel of God came to you and said, "The Lord is with you, O mighty warrior"?
想想你自己会怎么说？当神的使者来到你面前说：“大能的勇士啊，神与你同在。”
Well, I think you would respond like me.
我想你应该会和我一样同样的反应。
And you would say, "Who? Me?"
谁我吗
？I'm a mighty warrior.
我是一个大能的勇士吗
？Gideon didn't feel like a mighty warrior.
基甸一直不觉这么觉得。
Do you feel like a mighty warrior?
你觉得是吗
？Wow, a mighty warrior.
哦，大能的勇士。
A warrior for God.
一个神的勇士。
To accomplish God's purposes.
To 完成神的旨意。
Well, what did Gideon say?
基甸说什么呢
In verse 13,
13节
he asked some questions.
他问了一些问题
And I'd like us to ask those questions this morning.
我也想今天早上问
Because he says, "But sir, if the Lord is with us, why has all this happened to us?"
因为他问主啊，耶和华若与我们同在，为我们何至遭遇这一切事呢？
And then he says, "Where are all the miracles? Where are all the wonders that our fathers have told us?"
那他那些奇妙的作为在哪里呢？我们列祖所说的耶和华领我们出埃及地的那些奇妙作为在哪里呢
？Well, we have a good mix of people here this morning.
我们有一个很好的一组人。
We have Dr. Joe here.
我们有谢医师。
And he's a little older than some of us.
他比较年长。
And then we have some older. I see some gray hair over here.
我也看到一些银发的。
And then we have young people who are students.
我们也有很多年轻人是学生。
And I remember talking before the service to Samuel and his family.
我记得我在这个敬拜前，我跟 Samuel 家里面。
A high school student.
他一个高中生。
Well, you see, the problem with growing up in a Christian home.
在一个基督徒家庭生长起来的问题。
And the problem with coming to a church like we are this morning.
那也来这样的一个教会的一个问题是。
When you're a young person.
当你是一个年轻人。
Is all that you know are the stories of your parents.
你所知道的都是你父辈的故事。
The stories of what God has done.
都是神所作为的故事。
What God has done in years past.
多年前神的作为。
But we're like Gideon today.
但是呢，我们今天就像基甸。
Because Gideon said, "Lord, if you are with me."
神啊，如果你与我同在。
What is the relationship between the stories of what God has done in some time in the past?
那个神以前作为的那些故事的效果。
What is the relationship between that?
那个。
And today.
那个事情和今天的这个关系是什么
？Because today I have today's problems.
因为今天我有今天的问题。
I have the issues that I face today.
今天我有今天我面对的问题。
And these old stories about what God did way back sometime, what does that mean to me?
那神以前作为的故事与我今天有什么关系
？Well, you see, Gideon at least asked the question.
那你看到了基甸，至少他问了这些问题。
And he said, "Lord, if you are with me."
他说：“神主啊，如果你是与我同在。
”Then help me today.
那今天帮助我。
And he even says, "But who am I?"
他就说：“我是谁呢
？”In verse 15, he says.My family is the weakest in Israel.
他说我的家在以色列家中是最贫穷的。
And I am the least in my family.
我在我的父家之中又是最小。
He sees himself very small.
他看到自己非常的小。
And yet, how does God see him?
那神怎么看他呢？
Well, God sees him as a mighty warrior.
那神看他是大能的勇士。
And today I want to tell you some stories.
今天我要告诉你一些故事。
About what God has done in my experience.
关于神在我的经历之中的作为。
But you see, I think you'll like my stories.
但是我想你一定会喜欢我的故事。
But remember, what is the relationship between my stories?
那你要记住那个我故事和
and today.
今天的关系是啥？
Well, I believe God is at work in our lives.
我相信神在我们的生活中做工。
And he calls us to follow him.
他向我们呼召要追随他。
He sees you differently
他看你不同
than you see yourself.
与你自己想的不同。
Think about that.
想一想。
God would do great things through men and women who will trust in him.
神会基于那些相信他的男人女人去做很多很奇妙的事。
Now think about that as I tell my stories.
当我讲这个我自己的故事的时候，你们想一想这个问题。
For 20 years, then we were smuggling Bibles in Eastern Europe.
我们在20年的过程之中，我们一直在这个。
For 10 years, I built smuggling vehicles.
那我10年的我就是这个这叫走私的船，我就。
I built hiding places in benzene tanks and gas tanks.
我自己建造了那个本子和这个燃油的这个罐。
I built hiding places in the floors and side walls of vans and cars.
我在各种车辆里面都是在它的墙上角这个地板上都找出这个藏东西的地方来。
We use boats.
我们用船
balloons
气球
trucks
卡车
buses
大公共汽车
cars
小车
motorcycles
摩托车
we even used our own bodies
我们自己身上各处
and God did great things in that time
神做了奇妙的事
let me tell you some stories from that
那我讲一些这些方面的故事
in 1976 we smuggled the firstof our printing presses into the Soviet Union.
我们在1976年的
a printing presses, a printing press,、mm-hmm. we had 5 printing presses、
okay.
that we smuggled into the Soviet
Union. OK, 我们倒卖不是叫走私了5个出版社到苏联。
And in 1976 then was the first one we smuggled.
1976年是我们走私的第一个。
A little bit hot. And we took that printing press apart and smuggled it into the country.
我们把那个打印机就是这个复印机就是把它拆开了。
In 13 different trips.
用13个不同的旅途。
And then we put it back together again and it operated until 1992.
然后我们又把它组装起来它一直运行到1992年。
And we had then 5 printing presses all across the Soviet Union.
我们这样子就是运作了5辆这样的设备，然后在苏联的各地。
And the KGB, the secret police of the Soviet Union, they were desperately trying to find those printing presses.
克格勃非常着急的想要找到我们在哪里藏的这些设备。
In 1976, then, I helped to smuggle those printing machines into the country.
在1976年，我是帮助把这个第一批设备运入这个国家。
We had a gas tank that we cut in half, and the top half was for gas, the bottom half was for smuggling.
我们把一个气罐，这个燃油罐，上面部分是燃油，下面部分是这个机器设备。
We traveled across through Romania and then into the Soviet Union.
我们通过了罗马尼亚，最后再进入这个苏联。
And after many hours of searching, they let us into the country.
他们实际上搜了好几个小时，但是还让我们进了这个国家。
And I was to deliver that printing machine to the believers in Odessa.
我们在一个信者叫做 Odessa。
Odessa is the capital of the big city on the Black Sea.
Okay, 在黑海边上，其实 Odessa 是一个小的城市。那我们把这个机器运到那边。
And
is it secret now?
I went to a pastor there in Odessa.
我们在那个 Odessa 的一个牧者那边。
And delivered about 100 Bibles.
我们大概运送了100本圣经。
And then this machine that I had to put together again.
然后我们把那个机器设备又开始组装了起来。
And it was illegal for me as a foreigner to be outside the city of Odessa.
那在那个 Odessa 城外呢，我作为一个外国人还是一个非法的。
And so the pastor took me by little roads outside the city.
所以那个牧师就是带着我从一些乡间小路呢才进入这个。
And the machine he took in a suitcase and went by the main road.
他把那用一些这个行李箱带的那些机器，然后呢，在乡间小路上。
And as we were waiting in the house outside the city, suddenly a man came running to us.
那当我们在这个城外的一间房子旁边，有一个人就突然向我们走来。
And he said, "Oh, you have to get out of here."
哦，你们一定要赶快离开。
Because the police will come.
因为警察马上就要来了。
Because he said the two men who were carrying that machine, they were caught by the police.
他说那有两个搬这个机器的两个人已经被警察抓住了。
They were stopped on the main road and their car was searched.
他们在大主路上被截住，然后被搜查。
They found the Bibles and the machine.
他们找到了圣经和这个机器。
And they said they will come. You have to immediately leave.
他们要来，你们得赶快离开。
And so for 4 hours, the pastor and I fled across the fields to get back into the city of Odessa.
所以有4个小时时间，我们牧师和我就是通过这个田野，然后才到了这个城市。
And that next day, then the police came to the hotel where I was and arrested me.
然后第二天，警察就来到我们所住的这个旅店，然后把我抓住。
And for days then afterwards, they interrogated us and tried to see who we were.
他们好几天审问我们，要看我们是谁。
And eventually we were kicked out of the country.
然后最后还是把我们就撵出了这个国家。
Then that was 1976.
那是1976年。
And really until 1990, when all the changes happened,
直到1990年代的时候，这些大变化发生了以后
，I couldn't return to the Soviet Union.
我一直不能再进入苏联。
But we smuggled 5 printing presses into the country.
但是这个过程中，我们走私了5件这个打印机。
And in those years, over 500,000 Bibles and books we were able to print secretly in the country.
就是在这些过程这段年月里面，我们秘密的50万本圣经打印出来。
And in 1992, I went back to Odessa for the next time.
在1992年，我又回到了 Odessa.
And spoke to a group of about 400 pastors.
对400位牧师讲道。
God had changed everything in the country.
神改变了这个国家的很多的事情。
And as I was speaking, a man stood in the back of this crowd.
当我讲话的时候，有一个人在一个人群的后面坐着。
And he waved to me.
他向我招手。
And he said afterwards it was the pastor who I had fled across those fields.
之后呢，我才知道他就是那个跟我一起逃过田野的那个牧师。
And we were able to share what God had done in those years.
我们可以一起分享在那些年月里。
And he introduced me to the two men who had been in prison because of the machine and the Bibles that I had.
他把我介绍给了那个以前被关在监狱里面的两个人。
They were 2 years in prison.Because of that.
他们因为那个事情被关了2年。
Well, in 1983, we were able then to start using a large truck to bring Bibles into Eastern Europe.
那1983年的时候，我可以让他们用大的卡车去带大量的圣经进入东欧。
In this big truck, we would load it in Finland and take it through Sweden and then in Eastern Europe.
那我们在芬兰装运，然后通过瑞典，然后呢再经过东。
And then deliver Bibles and literature, Christian literature in the communist countries all across Eastern Europe.
然后在东欧的各个社会主义国家来运送圣经。
we could take about 20 tons of Bibles all at one time.
我们要有可以运二十吨的圣经一次。
About 40,000 Bibles.
那有四万本圣经。
That we could then deliver to the churches all across the country.
我们可以运送到那个国家的各个圣教会去。
And it was amazing to see what God did in those years.
可以很神奇的看到神做了。
Because in a time when the communist government was anti-Christian and opposed the church.
因为在那个时候，这个共产党的政府呢，他们非常反。
God gave great opportunities.
神给了伟大的机会。
In 1986, we were delivering this large load of Bibles to Romania.
1986年，我们把这么一大批圣经要运到罗马尼亚。
And the secret police were everywhere.
秘密警察哪里都有。
At every crossroads, you had to stop. The police would stop us and search our car.
每个交叉路口，这个警察都会停着我们，然后让审搜我们。
And as we would go into each city and each village, there were police stationed there.
我们要走到每个乡间、每个农村，它每个乡镇，它都有警察在那边。
We would bring the truck into the country.
我们把这个卡车开到了这个农村。
And then unloaded in the middle of the night.
在半夜的时候把它卸下来。
And deliver these Bibles to churches and pastors and Christians all across the country.
然后呢，把这个整个这个乡间、这个国家的这个农村的各个地方把圣经送给他们。
God gave great opportunity.
神给了非常伟大的机会。
And it was amazing, really, to see what God had done.
那非常奇妙的看到神这。
One time, two girls were delivering Bibles to the city of Bucharest.
有一次呢，有两个女生，她们把圣经要送到 Bucharest.
And they stopped in a park place to fix something to eat.
他们在一个停车场，然后停下来，想要吃点东西。
And they were in the back of the vehicle fixing some food.
他们在车的后面正在做一些吃的。
And suddenly, three cars surrounded them: one in the front, one in the back, and one on the side.
突然之间有三辆车停住了他们围绕着他们，有一辆在前面，有一辆在边上，有一辆在后面。
And 10 men got out of those cars and surrounded their van.
十个人从这些车里出来，把他们包围了。
They were thieves.
他们是贼。
And they wanted to break open the vehicle and steal everything they had.
他们想要冲进这个车里面，把他们所有的东西都偷走。
What would you do in that situation?
你那样的话，你那个情况下你做什么呢？
The driver jumped in the front of the vehicle.
司机就跳到了这个车前面。
And she started up the van.
她开打开了车。
And these men were running around and beating on the side of the vehicle.
这些人就在这个车的周围，就是一直打玻璃。
She started the van and she rammed the front car.
她打开了开了车，并且启动车，把前面那个车撞。
And then she put it in reverse and she rammed the back car.
她然后又倒车把后面的车撞。
And she went front and back, front and back.Until she could just get out.
他就又往前又往后的撞来撞去，直到他能够从开出去。
And these 10 men were throwing stones and rocks and trying to break open the vehicle.
那这十个人就又扔石头，又打闹，然后想要打开这个车。
And that night, as they came to the truck to get the Bibles,
那直到那夜，他们来到这个卡车去拿这个。
They told me what had happened.
他们告诉我什么发生。
And I said, you know, this is too dangerous for you.
我说那对你们太危险了。
And I said, we should divide up their Bibles among the other teams.
那我应该把这些圣经分到各个组。
And they should go home, go back to Austria.
他们应该回到奥地利的家。
But I'll never forget their response.
但我不会从来不忘记他们的回应。
They said, you know, God has protected us.
神保护了我们。
He has kept us.
他保守，
and he will keep us.
他也要保守。
We believe we want to go ahead.
我们相信我们还要继续做。
And so I gave them 32 boxes of Bibles, about 1 ton of Bibles.
所以我又继续给了他们32箱，大概一吨重的圣经。
And they drove down to the city of Bucharest.
他们又继续开到了那个 Bucharest 的城。
At the time, Bucharest had no electricity.
在那个时候，那个城市没有电。
It's a city of over 1 million people with no electricity.
100万人 口的城市没有电。
No lights.
没有光。
The elevators didn't work.
电梯不行。
It was in terrible condition.
在非常。
They drove down to the city to deliver these Bibles to a pastor there.
他们把这些圣经在那个城里面一个牧师。
We always parked about a kilometer away from the believer's home.
我们永远都是在这个信者的大概1000米以外的地方停车。
And walked then carefully up to where he lived.
然后呢，就是非常小心的走到他们。
Because the believers were always being watched by the secret police.
因为那些信者都常常被这个秘密警察清洗。
The problem was as the girl walked up to the house, she got lost.
问题是她的走到那些那个房子的过程中给迷失了。
It was too dark to see the street signs.
太黑了，以至于看不清这个。
There weren't any lights.
没有任何光。
And she got lost.
她就迷路了。
And as she was walking along, 5 men encircled her.
正她迷失的时候，有5个男人围着她。
And began to pull her and take her off.
要把她带走。
And I'm sure they were intending to harm her.
我相信他们要伤害她。
And she cried out to the Lord.
她向神呼求。
She said, Lord, you've kept me before, keep me now.
他说：“主啊，你以前保守了我，今天也要保守我。”
She said the amazing thing is that a man came walking out of a side street.
他说很神奇的是，就是那个在另外一个边上街有一个人走了出来。
And came to her and took her by the hand.
来到她身边，握着她的手。
And these other 5 men, they ran away.
那其他五个男人就全跑了。
We believe this was the angel of the Lord.
我们相信这就是神的使者。
Protecting her.
保护她。
And he said to her in English, he said, come with me, you'll be safe.
用英语那个人就跟她说，你跟我来，你就回安全。
And he took her into a hotel and put her in the hotel and paid for her to stay overnight.
然后他把她带到一个旅店，然后为她付钱，让她在那个旅店休息了一晚。
No one had money to do that in Romania.
没有任何我们可以认识
的。We believe this was the angel of God.
我们相信这是神的使者。
And that left the second girl in the van, still with the Bibles.
那这使得那另外一个女孩就跟那个圣经在那个 van 里面待着。
And she waited till 5 o'clock in the morning.
她只等到早上5点。
It's starting to get light.
这才有光。
And she was more and more afraid.
她越来越害怕。
She thought, how, what has happened?
她呀，发生了什么？
And her friend, Mary, was gone.
她朋友玛丽
never came back.
从来没有回来。
And so she began to think, what can I do?
她开始就想我能做什么。
She was afraid because she thought the police surely had arrested Mary.
她想那个警察肯定已经把
so her one thought was to drive out of the city and to leave the Bible somewhere.
她玩一个想法就是离开这个城市把圣经放在什么地方。
She drove into a forest north of Bucharest.
她开到了 Bucharest 的北面的一个城市。
And she drove back deep into the forest.
她开进森林的深处。
And she began unloading those Bibles.
她开始把这些圣经卸载。
She hid them behind the trees and under leaves and branches.
她把它们藏在这个树的后面和枝叶的下面。
And she said she got to the last box, the 32nd box of Bibles.
她说她把第32箱那个圣经。
And she said the Lord spoke to her.
神开始向她说话。
And she said, the Lord said, you can't do this.
神跟她说你不能这么做。
You've got to trust me.
你应该相信我。
I'll keep you.
我会保守你。
I'm with you.
我会跟你同在。
And she said to the Lord, Lord, why couldn't you tell me that with the first box?
她就跟神说，为什么在第一箱的时候不跟我说一下？
But she said, okay, Lord, I'll, if that's what you want, I'll trust you.
那她就说，好吧，如果这是你想要，那我就相信。
And so she went and got all the 30 boxes.
然后她又去把这又30多箱。
Back into the vehicle.
又放车里面。
And she drove back into the city.
他又开回这个城市。
And we had always arranged that if our team was separated,
那如果我们的组被分开了的话，
that they would meet in the main train station at 9, 12, 3, 6, every 3 hours.
那如果我们会在那个主要火车站去在9点、12点、3点这样，
platform 1,
sorry,
platform one.
哦，对，第一站台。
And stay there for 2 minutes.
在那边待2分钟。
And then leave.
然后离开。
And come back 3 hours later.
然后3小时后再来一次。
So at 9 o'clock they met.
所以在9点的时候他们遇见了。
And one told the story of the angel's protection.
然后一个讲那个天使的保护的故事。
And the other one told the story of how the Lord had given her faith to trust him.
然后另外一个讲的说是好如何神给他的信心去相信神。
And that night they were able to deliver those Bibles.
然后就在那晚他们可以把这些圣经全部都运送。
Well, that's just two little stories of what God has done.
那只是两个小故事神可以做
什么。Our time is about God.
我们的时间就要。
Now, we're 25 years later.
那我们现在是25年以后了。
And God has done great things.
神做了非常多奇妙的事情。
The country of Albania in the communist time.
那在阿尔巴尼亚这个共产主义社会时期。
All of the Christians were wiped out.
所有的基督徒都被清洗掉。
And by 1990, we knew of no believers, no Christians in the whole country.
在1990年代，我们知道在那边没有任何基督徒。
But in 1992, when the communist dictator died.
那当我们知道1992年这个共产主义独裁者死的时候
，The country was open for the gospel.
这个国家对于这个福音是打开的。
And in that first year, we had big meetings across the country.
那就在同一第一年，我们就有一个非常大的
In Tirana, the capital of the country.
在这个国家的这个首都。
We had a meeting in a big soccer stadium.
在这个很大的足球场，我们有一个非常大的聚会。
We preached the gospel.
我们传福音。
People were looking for hope.
人们都在寻找希望。
And many people responded to the gospel.
非常多的人回应了我们的福音。
And today we have over 200 churches, across the country.
我们今天呢，在整个国家有200多个教会。
My wife and I have been many times in Albania.
我们去阿尔巴尼亚很多次。
God is doing great things there.
我们看到非常多奇妙的事。
It's wonderful to see what God is doing.
非常奇妙，看到神的奇妙作为。
I want to close with just to take us back to the story of Gideon.
我想结束，然后我们回到基甸的故事。
Because Gideon was a young man who trusted in the Lord.
因为基甸是一个相信神的年轻人。
It says in Judges chapter 6, verse 25.
那在士师记6章25节说
，That God asked him to do something the very same day that he called him。
神就在那呼召他的那一天，让他去做一些事情。
Read verse 25。
25节，当那夜，耶和华吩咐基甸说：“你取你父亲的牛来，就是那七岁的第二只牛，并拆毁你父亲为巴利所筑的坛。”砍下坛旁的木偶。
You see what it says?
你看到他说什么了吗？
Says that very same night.
当那夜。
God asked him to respond.
神就让他有回应。
And that's what I believe the challenge is for you and me today.
那我也就是相信，这就是我们今日所面对的挑战。
It's one thing to come to church and to hear God's word.
那 来教会去听神的话语是一件事。
It's one thing to read the Bible yourself.
那去读圣经，你自己读圣经是一件事。
But you see, God calls us to respond.
但是呢，神要求我们去回应。
For Gideon, it meant pulling down the pagan idols in his own home.
那对于基甸来说，他要把他自己家里面那些异端的这个异教的这个偶像要拆毁。
What does God want you today to do today?
那神今天要让你做什么呢？
Are there idols in your home?
在你家里面有没有偶像？
Idols in your own heart?
在你心里面有没有偶像？
God wants us to respond and to be faithful to Him.
神要我们去回应，对他有忠诚。
And I believe God's call is upon us as men and women of Christ.
那我相信神对我们个人都有呼召。
Also to follow him in missions around the world.
从而能够去世界各地传道。
I believe God would use even you.
我相信神甚至会使用你。
Remember this today.
那记住，今天记住。
God calls you.
神呼召你们。
A mighty warrior.
你们是大能的勇士。
Amazing thing.
神奇的事情。
How do I know that?
我怎么知道的？
Because I know that God has even used me.
因为我知道神甚至使用了我。
And God would use you today.
所以他一定会使用你们今天。
Let's pray together.
让我们一起祷告。
Lord Jesus, we thank you that you call us.
主啊，耶稣，我谢谢你呼召我们。
You call us to trust in you.
你呼召我们相信你。
To follow you.
去跟随你。
Lord, today you call us, O mighty warrior.
主啊，你今天呼召我们大能的勇士。
Wow, that's just as hard to believe.
主啊，那真是很难相信的事。
Lord, help us then to trust in you.
主啊，帮助我们去相信你。
To know your calling in our lives.
去了解你在我们生命中的呼召。
And to respond, Lord, to your calling.
让我们去为你的呼召而回应。
In our workplace,
在我们工作的地方。
In our school,
在我们学校。
In our homes,
在家里面。
Lord Jesus, use us today.
主耶稣基督，求你使用我们今天。
In Jesus' name, amen.
在奉主耶稣基督的名。
Amen.